across the River Styx. It descended now into an unlit valley. Brent squinted at his map and realized he was in the Cascades. Seattle wasn't far off. He'd been riding for 2 days, watching new souls board in Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Fargo, Bozeman, Butte, Coeur d'Alene, Spokane. He'd speculated on their previous lives. He had surprisingly little interest in his own. His second life had eclipsed his first. Its moment of birth had been the crash. He didn't remember the actual impact. He did recall the ambulance lights, the policeman asking how he felt, the discovery that he had escaped with only cuts and a minor head injury. Then came the alcohol test. Then the drive to the police station, being booked for drunk driving, the photographs and fingerprints, registering his new birth, he thought now. Then the realization that the ambulance at the scene had been tending someone else, that he'd hit another car. His father had arrived at the station. There was talk of the Chevy, its back end mangled, the car probably totaled. Then the news, delivered by one of the officers, that the woman he'd hit had died. The muteness had begun in that moment. He spoke not at all driving home with his father, slept 14 hours, and didn't speak the next day. He remembered the party and that he had tried to kill himself, that he'd ended up killing someone else left him frozen, numb from scalp to soles. Words returned on the second day. His turmoil, though, wasn't translatable into words.
So now we know what happened when Brent took his hands off the wheel. He wasn't hurt badly, but he crashed into another car and killed the other driver. As you might expect, Brent feels terrible. In fact, the narrator says Brent's turmoil is not translatable into words. I think that means that although Brent is able to speak, he can't find words to express how awful he feels about killing someone. But Brent's problem isn't just a personal issue, it's also a legal issue. What Brent did, driving recklessly and driving while under the influence of alcohol, is illegal. Following the crash, the police probably arrested Brent, and he probably had to appear before a judge and receive some sort of punishment. Maybe we'll find out more about that as we read on. Let's start up again with the last line on page 34.
His mother got rid of the newspaper that had a story.